Hello and welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. I am Rhea Windcaller, your host of this weekly podcast where we take chaos head on and make it manageable. Chaos is disorder, confusion, and at its worst, pandemonium. No matter who you are, where you are, or what you do, chaos will appear when you least expect it. So let's get started. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. Hello, good afternoon, and good evening. Thank you for joining in to this episode. You might notice that there's a little bit of a music change, which I'm really digging. I hope you do too. Please let me know. I appreciate any type of comments or any call out, shout out is always a nice thing. In this episode, we are looking at the power of the pause. What is a pause? A pause is to stop all action, to embrace your inner stillness. And this is an amazing leading chaos technique. There are no words and no movement except for your eyes taking in the scene at hand. How long is a pause? A pause can be anywhere from 1 to 5 seconds. Yes, 5 seconds can feel like an eternity when there's chaos present. But that is why a pause is so powerful. It allows us to stop time, if only for a moment. An effective pause can make a room full of people notice you. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and practice pausing at a door before you enter a room next time. And it could be a room full of people you know or people that don't know you. Either way, you will be noticed. Humans, we're really perceptive and quite spatially oriented. We perceive, whether we are cognizant or not, when something is not following the flow of action in a room. I recommend smiling if you practice a pause at the entrance to your family room so that you invite calm instead of inciting some discomfort. Smiling is always a great thing. Teachers are also experts at the perfect pause. Do you remember your own grade school teacher using a standing pause, at least what I call a standing pause, just inside the doorway to a classroom to get your attention? It worked, right? They got your attention. You noticed when the teacher was standing there, and that was probably the earliest version that you notice if your parent or guardian didn't already use it with you. The teacher, the parent, the guardian can use a pause as a leading chaos technique without even saying words. And that's magical. To lead chaos without saying words, who doesn't love that? Are you a boss? Do you own your own business? If so, take the stage and provide the leadership that your work team deserves. Take time to pause before the next office meeting. A standing pause will provide you with an opportunity to project authority. To merely begin speaking without savoring a pause is to dismiss your own authority. Leaders set the pace, and a pause is a perfect opportunity to project calm, clarity, and your authority. Let's dig a little bit deeper into the pause, and I have 3 reasons why the pause is so powerful. We're going to begin with 3. A standing pause makes you stand out. In my 2010 revised edition of my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management, and yes, there's a link to my book on this podcast website, and it is in hard copy and in ebook form, and I might add it's also in English and Dutch. In that book, I provide numerous short stories about how I have led chaos. In chapter 2 now, page 48, I wrote about self-control at a car accident, and this was a real situation that took place for me. The scene involved 2 cars, one burning, there was a baby, and 4 Chinese exchange students, and I was the first professional responder at the scene, being that I was a certified emergency medical technician. After I got out of my car and grabbed my jump kit, I ran to the site. The first thing I did when I got to the scene was to take a moment to pause. I paused first to slow myself down, to take that much-needed exhale for my own self-control. And I also paused to take the scene in that was in front of me and to make a plan of action. Not only did the pause help me, but I also learned later, after the injured were transported to the hospital, that it also helped the Good Samaritans feel reassured and calm that someone was stepping forward to take leadership at a time of crisis. So think about that. Whether you are a first responder, you're a boss, you're a parent, you have some type of leadership capacity, use a pause to make yourself stand out. 2, the pause creates the exhale. Now, in the last episode of this podcast, I discussed what I call the number one leading chaos technique, which is to exhale. The truth is that we need to first pause so that we can actually exhale. The two, the pause and the exhale, have a symbiotic relationship to our capacity to garner self-control. We might be able to let out an exhale while we are running to assist someone, for instance, at a chaotic scene, but that exhale will be a lot more valuable if we do it in conjunction with a 1 to 2 second pause. It could be 5 seconds if you have the time. If chaos is present, you owe it to yourself to be competent and clear-headed as possible. Without clarity and a full dose of oxygen, your ability to think clearly will be compromised. In the response curriculum, which I wrote, this is the first act we take when arriving at a chaotic scene: pausing and then exhaling. So it's the first act we take when arriving at a chaotic scene. We pause and we exhale. Now, if you like more info about that actual pause and exhale in that goal setting, you could find a link on the website to the curriculum at the top of the page. Let's go on to the number one reason. The number one reason to take a pause can save your life. When chaos is really raining down, self-control and clarity is your best friend. If you run head into chaos without a strategy or goal, in other words, you wing it, you put yourself at risk and likely any team members who are working with you. Sure, 5 seconds, it feels like an eternity, we know that, but so is death or a critical injury. Take personal responsibility for your actions and take time to pause, exhale, and set your goal. Rarely, rarely is a pause detrimental to you or someone else. More often than not, it is a lack of a pause that makes a dangerous scene even more dangerous. Because without taking time to pause, we are risking our safety. And that act alone of risking our safety puts others at risk who then might have to step in now and rescue us. So we owe it to ourselves and to our team to take time to pause. And certainly now is a good time to mention that pausing is also not only a fantastic tool for leading chaos, but it is also a great tool to use when life is less than chaotic. Take time to smell the roses. Take time today to pause. You deserve it. Let's do it. Pause. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. There you go. You're leading chaos. Be safe. Alrighty then, you have your homework. Take time to pause today. Make it a practice. Take time to pause every day, whether there's chaos or not. You deserve it. You're doing the work of many, I know. As we all do, we push and push and push. And a little bit of pause will go a long way. And if you haven't gotten your emergency contact list that we put out on the first episode, it's waiting for you. It's a free resource. Go get it. There'll be a link on our website with all the information to download the 3 PDFs for a phone list, emergency jump kit list, and an emergency go-to list. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Follow this podcast on Twitter at Leading Chaos. Subscribe via SoundCloud, and soon we will be up on iTunes, which will be very important to post your input and comments there. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. As always, be kind, be safe, and exhale. And don't forget to pause.